Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire. This is where we are not whispering about truth and we're just going to say it out loud. The place where faith meets real life, where we talk about what's actually happening in the world, what it means for people who are following Christ, and why sitting quietly while everything is burning down is not optional for you anymore. And the mission here is simple. We want to wake people up. We want to help you strengthen your faith. We want to sharpen your thinking. And we want to remind you that Christianity was never meant to be passive. We are not called to comfort. We're called to courage. So, yeah, we'll talk about culture, power, responsibility, and what it looks like to live with a spine boldly. When the world wants you weak and distracted and compliant. And joining me in the fire is my co-host Rory. He's not afraid to say what people are thinking, and he's a podcast guru, so I'm excited to have his perspective here. And hello, Rory.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Better than I deserve, but I'll take it. And just happy to be here. There is so much going on in the world. It's like, hey, what are we going to talk about today? Pick a number, right? It's like pick a card, any card at this point, because there's just so much nonsense everywhere. Before we get rolling, I do want to give a shout out to the people of certain areas of Texas. Congratulations on moving from California, which you destroyed, by the way you vote, and going to Texas and then voting the same way. Never seen anything so stupid in my entire life as an adult, and that's a long, long time because I'm old, but I've never seen a more stupid group of people than the Texas liberals today, who are just, you get rid of one and you bring in another one, and that's what ruined the state you just left. And they go, yeah, but it'll be different this time. I don't, I can't even, I just can't even. So congratulations to all the liberals in the state of Texas in taking another step towards destroying yet another state. They are like locusts at this point. I just don't understand. Hey, I shot myself in the foot. All right. I took a gun. I aimed at my foot. I shot. It hurt. It'll be different next time I do it. Let me try it again. Boom. Oh, it hurt. I just, ugh. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I mean, I think it's crazy. And the insanity of, we know that their brains don't function like a normal human. We know that they've been caught somewhere in like this victim virtue mentality. We know that they've been manipulated so bad that I just don't even think that there's a way out for them. Like, I don't know how their brain matter starts to come back because they never take that responsibility. And that's the answer to everything. Is to take that massive personal responsibility, but that would be saying, wow, we screwed up California. L let's do something different. But they're missing brain matter. It really is like there's no logic, there's no sense, there's just this victim virtue signaling sickness. I don't even I just don't there's no way we'll ever understand, ever.
See, I love that. You and I are never at a loss for words. You know what I mean? Either one of us. And both of us have no idea what to even
Yeah, because
say.
there's nothing you could do. There really.
It's just that bad. Oh, all right. Hey, what else is going on in the world? What else you got over
Well, I have one thing and then I'm handing the show to you. And my one thing might be kind of big because it's kind of like a couple parts of things, but it's not that.
the last time you said that, your one thing was like a 25-minute just, I mean, you destroyed the thing you were talking about, and I literally went, that's a wrap.
This might be one of those rants, but we'll let Rory come in and finish the show today. But
You go. All right, I'm ready.
okay. So I saw a few things that made me happy, but I saw this one really big thing where, I've talked about it once or twice on the show. I watched an interview with Tim Tebow from a while back. Okay. Well, he testified this week. And what he testified about should make every single American stop pretending this problem is happening somewhere else. During his briefing to lawmakers, he showed this massive map. I wish I can I wish I was like tech savvy to pull it up on the screen, but on this map, and you guys just Google it, Tim Tebow's map. Okay, you'll find it. It's of the United States and it is covered in thousands of red markers. Thousands. Each one is representing verified digital activity tied to sexual abuse material and exploitation cases that are being tracked by investigators. And the horrifying reality that he laid out is that in just 2 years, you guys, since I first heard him talk about this is almost doubled. The number of confirmed pings tied to this network has doubled. Not a little increase. In 2 years, it doubled. And these aren't rumors. This isn't Brandon's conspiracy alert. This is verified law enforcement alerts tied to devices that are downloading, distributing, and producing child abuse content. And what Tebow is saying, he's explaining that the scale has exploded because predators are using encrypted apps now. They're using the anonymous accounts in dark web marketplaces to trade material, and they're grooming kids faster than law enforcement can keep up. And the map he held up showed something really, really, really disgusting. It's not just concentrated in one shady quarter of the country, you guys. It's not in freaking just Washington, okay? It's not in one, it's not in DC, it's not just in New York. This is everywhere. Big cities, suburbs, rural counties. I mean, the map is lit up. Go look at it, you're going to puke. And this means that this isn't just some elite isolated scandal that everyone's arguing about online. I told you that Epstein is not over. This is currently happening. But the ugliness sitting right inside American neighborhoods right now is what we need to be worried about. And his point is blunt. Rescue operations are saving kids, but the pipeline of abuse keeps growing because the demand keeps growing. This map should wake you up to the fact that obsessing over one famous scandal, and I've been there, stuck on the scandal, and this just came back into my awareness, and I'm bringing it into yours. It's so what? We crucify everyone in Epstein's list. We do that. It doesn't do anything to solve this problem. This needs to push communities and to start paying attention to what's happening locally, because the reality that he showed these lawmakers is that it isn't rare. It's not isolated, and it's not far away, and it's happening in your backyard. So I'm really mad about that. And I'm scrolling and I see this great picture, you guys, about Aaron Spencer. I talked about him before, because it's really cool that we got to see this in play out in real life. The Arkansas father, I don't know if you guys remember, he was accused of killing a man he believed responsible for the guy who sexually assaulted his daughter and took her again. It exploded because it wasn't a random act of violence. This is a dad who believed the system failed his family and he took matters into his own hands. And if you don't agree with that, I don't even know what to tell you because the public reaction says everything. It says everything. The story took a turn. He just won the Republican primary for sheriff in Lenoke County. That should say something. Like, it's not just us. Everybody is tired of watching politicians protect systems that are broken and families are left to fend for themselves. We want leaders who give a damn about protecting kids and standing up to predators instead of playing the PR games. So the message that voters just sent is pretty clear. People want fewer career politicians and we want more regular people who are going to clean house. And that's, I love that. I love that he's not in prison. He's actually going to have a place where he makes a difference. And another one I saw, unfortunately, Jason Vukovic or Vukovic. I'm not sure. I don't know how to pronounce that. But this guy, he's gone viral because of a picture that they got in the courtroom of him smiling at his brother after he was convicted, which I think is super important. To say that he shouldn't have been. I think this guy should be walking free right now. But this is again someone wrestling with a broken system. And the system is not working. He's the Alaska Avenger. I think I've brought him up before too. He tracked down and assaulted several men that had sexually abused kids. He owned it, took massive responsibility. He didn't hide from it. He admitted in court what he did. And said the whole reason is because men had hurt kids and nobody stopped them. Nobody's stopping them. And I'm seeing some of these vigilante cases pop up, okay? But this guy got 23 years in prison. And no one is celebrating that. No one is happy for this guy. But the thing is, he was happy to go. And that's the picture that went viral because he smiled and he knew he did something to protect kids. So he went with honor and integrity. And it just makes me realize, like, I mean, predators are slipping through the cracks every single day. These guys, maybe we need to start a GoFundMe to make sure we have money on their books, that they're taken care of for whatever reason. And we need to get more people in the system that are going to defend people like this. Regular people. They're taking action against predators. And it's happening because the system has lost the trust of the people. Nobody trusts the system anymore. So I absolutely, I mean, I celebrate this guy. I'm praying for him. I mean, it's awful that he's in prison, you know? It's awful that he's there because God made it very clear to protect the kids. Our system's not doing that. What else are we supposed to do? I don't expect the legal system to applaud vigilantes, absolutely not. But I think communities need to start having serious conversations about supporting people who are standing up for the kids. Even if it means things like, let's help his family, I don't know, money on the books because they're not looking the other way. That needs to be something that's celebrated. Career criminals are let out every single day and they are just thugs. And they're out, they're free, they can do whatever it is they're going to do. But someone taking it's serious to protect kids from disgusting pedophiles. Like that guy's in jail. It's sickening. And all these high-profile creeps, their money, their power, their connections, they're skating on the accusations, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this whole network, the whole network, you know, and supposedly he dies in jail. We all know he's not dead. And then, you know, his girl Maxwell rotting in prison. Yeah, I doubt that. You know, she's got a cush life. And we're dragging names like Bill Clinton and Andrew, all these allegations, and they're never going to face charges. Roman Polanski admitted to getting caught the one time. And you guys know that it's not just a one-time thing. Usually these people are like 13-time offenders. That's part of Tebow's research. But he flees the country and he's living like a free man overseas. You guys know Woody Allen, are you kidding me? With his own daughter, 7 years old, no charges, and he's out there making movies. All of these people, that guy from the BBC dies before anyone nails him. Like the whole system has covered it up. And I think that we need to bring back public executions, like from the old days, because that speaks to human nature. Like they weren't just killing a criminal. They're making a brutal, visible example to terrify everyone else into line. And the crowd watching, the body left dangling as a warning, like that's going to burn a level of fear of consequence into people's brains. And I mean, violence and retribution is wired into us. It's part of who we are at the core of who we are. It's part of us. And when the system fails to deliver that real justice, the primal urge for payback, it's coming. People need to see evil get crushed publicly. And of course, it's not going to erase every monster. Absolutely not, because there's too many people that are too twisted or too impulsive to care about the risk. But making it a non-negotiable, swift, and out in the open for anyone who sexually abuses kids could slam the brakes hard. Like, no more plea deals, no more hiding behind lawyers or islands, like, zero tolerance on display for the whole world. And that's killing two birds with one stone. Deliver the accountability that's been missing for decades, probably beyond, and send a message so loud that it might actually make some of these predators think twice before ruining another life. And if we're serious about protecting kids, spectacle might be the only language powerful enough that people will finally understand. And God took the protection of children seriously. So if you're listening to this and you're one of those little red dots on that map, the instructions are simple. Take a millstone, tie it around your neck, and go into the sea. That's it. Like you would rather want to do that than have to face God for what you've done to his kids. And that, I mean, whether you believe in him or not, it's coming. It's coming. And he's made it so crystal clear that anyone that has hurt the kids will have severe accountability. And scripture has consistently shown that the innocent under God's protection and the people who prey on them are not playing games with society. They're playing games with God's justice. And, Y'all, that is a fight you're not gonna win. The devil might look big, bad, and powerful here, but he is not. He is not, and you're not gonna win this. But that is my rant today. That is my a couple wins and some really horrendous news that I think is not getting talked about enough. Not the reality of it still happening. And it's obviously Epstein's taken a lot, war's taken a lot, voting for primaries taken a lot, but this is an important topic.
Boom, mic drop, just right
Yeah.
there. Yeah. I mean, you brought up a lot. This is there are so many problems that come from these problems that you talked about, right? So it's like, where do you start dealing with it? As the party of law and order, so to speak, I'm in a bad spot myself because, you can't condone vigilantism, but by the same token, what's left? And when the judicial system has been corrupted to the point that it has, where, the guy who kills Irina on the train for nothing has been let out 24 times,
You know,
should have been in jail for hundreds of years.
that just happened with another guy who was let out 30, stabbed a mom. It's like,
For
wow.
yeah, for no reason, like at a
For
bus
no
stop,
reason. Yes.
right? All of these guys are out
Yeah.
because these judges are letting them go. This guy goes and does what the judges and the law and the governor and everybody else in the blue state should have done. And now he's going to jail for 20 plus years. Okay. That is the type of thing that starts a revolution. That is the type of thing that makes ordinary people say, you know what? We're done. It's time to take this into our own hands. And what you're going to see is more guys like this. You're going to see Gen Xers out there whose kids are grown and they have nothing left to lose. They're like, you know what? My kids are all fine. If I go to jail, go to jail. But I can't believe this happened, and I'm not going to let it go. That's what has to happen in a country, in a society, when the government above them and the judicial system they've relied on completely turns on them. So if you're okay with these people being let out and doing all these horrible things, then all that means is that you really are only concerned about yourself. If it's not happening to me, I'm not worried about it. So let me go vote for more of this. Any folks, any one of the liberals voting for this stuff could be the person standing at the bus stop. That guy didn't go find a conservative lady to hack to pieces at the bus stop. He didn't go find some conservative young girl, right, who to stab in the neck on the train. It was whoever happened to be in front of him at that moment. I mean, Irina's Ukrainian, who all of, the Democrats are supposed to be supporting.
She's the poster child for Democrats to come here, flee from her country. We give her safety. We give her all the th she's their poster child, and not a word.
He killed her for
That's
nothing. For nothing. And that's what's going on. Any one of you who are out there screaming and yelling and acting like, you're holier than thou and standing on your ridiculous ideals, you could be next for no reason because you're in line in Target. It's obscene. And you keep voting for it. The judicial problem is where all of this stems from. And if that isn't going to get fixed, then we as a people are going to fix it. And this isn't going to end. I think that you're going to start seeing, let's put it this way. I know for a fact that there's vigilante activity going on all over the world.
Yeah.
And people in certain circles see it. We know it. We hear about it. And there's a lot of things that don't end up on the news that are being taken care of within communities everywhere you go. I mean, there's a song about it called, Life in a Small Town. Try that here, type of thing. That's going to become public and mainstream is what's going to happen
Yeah.
because we don't have any other choice. This is where we're being driven because of this insanity. And, everything that I saw on Tuesday showed that this insanity is alive and well.
Yeah.
As far as the Tim Tebow thing, I'm with you. The most disturbing part of all of that was the consumers that they tagged. I have a couple questions about that, of course. Number one, all of these people, all of these independent sites, right, IP addresses that they've tagged as downloading child porn. Why is that not 300,000 arrests today, right the second, done?
They don't have the manpower.
There you go. It's not a priority to anybody.
It's
Nobody wants this shutdown. You could stop this entire thing. You could stop human trafficking. I said this earlier in the show. I mean, back in episode two or something. Shut down the border and check every single thing coming and going. It would take the most manpower that you could even possibly imagine. And you know what? The federal government can employ all those people. And you would not have a job problem anymore. You wouldn't have a customs problem anymore. You wouldn't have a border problem anymore. And human trafficking would be completely shut down and done. It'd be gone. But we won't, because the powers that be don't want it gone.
And that's a fact that I think isn't talked about enough either. I can be put in Facebook jail, and I am. My page is on restriction again for I don't even
I
know
wondered. I
why.
didn't hear from you. I was like, she must be in jail again.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's I don't even know why. It's I've had a note up there at the top of my dashboard for a couple weeks now. So I'm there when I don't post anything. I don't post anything racy. As much as I want to say what I want to say, it's all pretty above the board. But like, how many videos am I getting in my spam folder of porn or, I mean, there's tons of conversations going that are super toxic, and I mean, there's hundreds. I go to my spam folder and I just see all these bunch of names in the list, and I'm like, yeah, that's insane. So I can go to Facebook jail for posting like a normal human and talking about truth. Nothing I say is a lie. Okay. But they can't shut down these sites. They can't shut down the child porn. You're telling me they can't do that? They
They don't want
can.
to.
They can and they don't want to. There's too
They don't
much
want
money in it. There's too much
to.
money and they're all protecting themselves.
All Tim Tebow's report really did was shed even more light on what's really happening with the Epstein files. Nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to do anything about it. It's not an industry that any of those people he was testifying in front of are interested in stopping,
Nope.
because you could stop it. And they do nothing. They don't even devote money. That they have everywhere in slush funds, right? They won't even devote money to increasing the manpower to go arrest these 300,000 people who are downloading the stuff. You literally have the IP address of the people downloading this.
Yep.
You could walk right up to their house and go, "You're under arrest. Goodbye. One less potential child predator or current child predator off the street." And we won't. Won't.
Right.
Here's the address of the perpetrator. Here's their computer. Go get them. Yeah, we don't have enough people. But you have enough people to, sit at a stop sign and give me a ticket for rolling through it, right? But you can't have that cop go pick somebody up. That's not a cop problem. That cop would much rather be kicking in that door and taking down that child predator than sitting at a stop sign where he's been assigned to sit for the day and give me a ticket driving through my own neighborhood. This is not a cop problem, because cops are not going, "I don't want to enforce this." They're going, "Why can't we enforce it?" While the people above them, the mayors and the governors in these blue states, are saying, "Because I don't want you to. Go do something else." And in New York, they're like, "Hey, because I want you out shoveling snow. That's why." So I'm with you. I thought that report was horrifying. And the most horrifying thing is that nothing will come of it. Nothing. And until people like Tim Tebow, I love Tim Tebow. I think the guy's great. But he needs to come out of that and not be all polite and hat in hand and thank you, ma'am. He needs to come out of that thing and be like, not one person on that panel is going to do a damn thing about it. And they need to start screaming to the media, because they have the mic. The people who have the mic and have the means have to start screaming about it. People like you and I can scream about it all day long. We have good followers. We have a lot of folks who are listening to the podcast. We're making a lot of waves. That's wonderful. But nobody up in Washington is listening to us right now.
No.
Not yet. We'll probably both end up in actual jail before that happens. But the people like Tim Tebow, who have that platform, have to stop being nice. He doesn't need to pre present that platform and all that poster and everything else, all that research, to Congress. Okay? He needs to present that to the news media that will cover it for him. And then call out everybody. And tomorrow he needs to wake up and call out everybody. And the day after that, he needs to go track one of these people down with a cop who will go with him and get him arrested on video, and then call out everybody. Until people are called out on the floor, they aren't going to do a damn thing. I'm with you 100% on all those.
I know the first time I heard him, he did talk about how important it was locally for us to show up to our community meetings and our things to be able to start demanding for specific units to go after just this. And I don't think people take that seriously, you know? I mean, I haven't done it. It matters to me, and I haven't done it, and I feel that. And I tell myself when the kids get older, when I can, it's going to be a full-time job. to be able to continue to force something like that to happen in your community. But it's going to take more than one person, to just do that. But I think it's important that we keep that in the forefront to know that it's important. And it's scary because there's so many guilty people. Like, who do you even trust anymore? Thank God I homeschool. That's the first thing, when Benjamin and I saw that yesterday, just like in this world, like I'm so glad that I know where my kids are at all times and it's with me because the world is so disgusting.
Yeah, there are so many different things that need to be done on a grassroots level. With this, with Tim Tebow, the best thing I think he could do is take that list with all his IP addresses and make them public.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the addresses. And then say, go visit them in your community. Because what else are you going to do? Seriously. There's just no one's going to do anything about this. And it's really getting, it's making certain of us very angry.
Yeah.
And some of us are going to start taking things into our own hands. And that's why you're going to see this vigilantism just skyrocket, over the next couple of years.
I see quite a few people that I've followed online. Like there's a guy in Indiana actually that goes around and actually calls people out. And the thing that sucks is that, most of the time his hands are tied and it falls through the court system. So do I think that public embarrassment is a lot? Yeah, these people get shamed, but it's really not going to stop anyone until they start seeing some accountability. And that's why I'm saying go back to like public hanging. If you get caught with that stuff, you're done. Like, what are you contributing to society? Like, you're evil. You're done. I don't think there's anything more horrific than that. You get caught with that, you're done, and make it public. And I said swiftly, but maybe not swiftly. Like, make it a slow, disgusting death. And I see there's a couple of kids now that are cruising around and doing this. I see quite a few, vigilante people that are setting people up and calling them out on camera publicly, but.
Yeah, that's happening more, and that's a big movement, and it's interesting to see how it's happened too. There's one that I follow in Indiana for sure. It's probably the same guy. There are two in Illinois that are having the hardest time. The two guys in Illinois that I follow, they're unrelated to each other, but they're both doing it. And they literally set them up. They box them in. They got them standing there ready with all the proof that they're planning on meeting some 12-year-old girl. You know what I mean? And they have them caught dead to rights on camera. And the cops show up and they're like, dude, I want to do something. I really do. But I'm not allowed to, type of thing. And then when they do get arrested, one of the guys posted on his Facebook a few weeks ago that he has personally exposed, had the police arrest, given them all the evidence, the whole nine yards. I think it was 14 guys in the last like 3 months, and 12 of them, the judge let them back out for nothing. All the proof in the world that you're doing this, that is against the law. Some of these guys were repeat offenders, meaning if anything is in your possession, you are literally on your way back to jail automatically. Do not pass go. There's not even a trial needed. It's just a de facto like reset. Okay, sorry, back to jail. Deputy, take him. He doesn't get to go home. No, you don't get to pack. Just go. And they overrode everything and let him go because what had happened wasn't fair to them. Judicial system, again. And you're in these blue states where these judges are put in there because they do this. The last thing I'll say about this is that if you are a liberal and you're voting for all this stuff, I don't care about what your reasoning is because it doesn't make any sense anyway. But I will ask you this one question. Why? Why let them out? Answer me that, and I'll actually listen to the next thing you say because none of them will answer that. Why in the world would a judge listen to let that go back out? Unless that's what they want. And that's where I keep coming back to. Look, both parties suck. Both parties are completely corrupt. But one is literally doing the devil's bidding. It's absolutely a lesser of two evils thing. And you got to make the changes from the inside. But, wow. Yeah.
Agree.
Yuck. I wish that Tim Tebow would take all of that info and just make it public. You know what, dude? Put it out on some Truth Social, someplace where you're not going to get, completely censored. You certainly can't put it on Facebook.
No.
Let him next to you.
Exactly. I did share his map. That's probably why I still stay in jail. So
God forbid. Oh, man.
It's just crazy. It's so upside down. But I do think it's important that we don't lose sight of what is important, and that's like sticking to our policies. People are going to corrupt everything because they're people, and people are going to disappoint us because that's what happens. But I do think we're going to be held accountable for when it comes to making choices that align with core ethics and values. And I'm watching all the wishy-washy back and forth stuff. Remember that Nick kid I brought up that I just saw that one time, and I was like, wow, I really agree with him. Oh my gosh, do I just insert foot in mouth now in front of everyone? I'll eat
I
crow
tried to warn you
again.
on
Screw it
that
up again because this fool's like, I'm voting Democrat. What? What?
I
I mean,
know. He went
everyone
off
is
the
helping
rails.
out. Everyone. Even like I followed the Hodge twins. I've never really listened to them, but I watch their posts, right? I'm like, they say a lot of common sense stuff. This is cool. Again, wishy-washy. Like these people are just paid to flip-flop. Like you earn the people, you get their trust, and then you psyop them and then get them to change because there's just so much more. They're getting $7,000 a post to get me to question my values and ethics and think, oh, maybe I should do this because, oh my gosh, you know? So yeah, the wishy-washy stuff, I just am done. There's not a human that I'm going to come in here and vouch for that I see in the near future. Except Tim
It's
Tebow.
tough.
Like, he's the goat. Okay. Like, that
Tim is still
dude
okay.
is genuinely, like, I don't know. He's a saint, and I love the work that he's doing. So, as far as anybody else, I mean, everybody. And I mean, just especially with this war, like, the people that are just mocking the fact that there are people that have a chance at liberation, like, we're mocking that, you know? If there's anything that's good about who we are and what we represent with our morals and values, we're going to find the good in everything. And that means, like, let's celebrate that there are people that are going to have some freedoms. You know what I mean? Like, let's look at the positive side of this. It's not like, you know, we didn't take out like really nice, genuine Tim Tebows of the world. We took out some really evil thugs that have been getting away with terrible things for a very long time. So I just. Yeah, the back and forth, y'all. The rubber band stuff. Your core ethics and values matter more, and that's what you're going to be judged on. That's what you're going to have to talk about. Like, oh, I was just tired because Trump didn't do everything I wanted from, you know, A to Z, and then he did this and I was really mad. So, yeah, I'm just voting for liberals. Like, okay. So you're telling me you're a Christian, but you're going to vote for abortion, and you're a Christian, but you think that people can decide they're, you know, born a man, but they want to be a woman. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So I'm saying, no matter how frustrated you get, people are going to let us down. I don't care who the president is. He will let you down because he's human. And I would love for you to show me one human in your life that hasn't let you down, because I'd love to have that conversation. People are going to disappoint you because they're humans. And if they weren't, we wouldn't need God. We wouldn't have need salvation. We wouldn't need any of that because we'd have it, right? We would have no reason to lean into the blind faith of what it is to be called. People suck, but stick to your core values and vote from that place.
I love that. Absolutely. You got anything
No.
else? The last thing I'll say is to cl close this out is I'm going to piggyback on what you were just saying because it's a great point. And I think honestly, voting has never been easier to decide. No one's ever going to do it, everything that they say. Everybody's flawed. We're all humans. None of us are Jesus. But it has never been more clear. One party, excuse me, one party is going to allow you to worship. One party is going to allow you to have a Bible. One party will allow you and I to come on here and actually say what we're saying right now. And the other won't.
Yeah.
One party follows God and the other one doesn't. That's it. And anybody who thinks that there's some way to like have your cake and eat it too and be on the other side and also, no, it does not work. It's not happening. One party allows God in. They should be ruled by God, but they're allowing God in. The other party is flat out being ruled by evil. Okay? The devil is in charge of that party. And that's who you serve if that's how you vote. That's it. And I've never thought I could make a statement like that was that black and white. But today, in the world we're in now, look at Tim Tebow's map and ask yourself, why aren't every one of those people who we just identified, why aren't they not in jail? Because the devil is running things.
Yep.
Enough. Enough. Vote for God. That's it.
See you guys next week.